Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to today's TSF1 Greece podcast for the WEC, the final race of this season. Today, I'm co-hosting again with my friend Panos. Hello.
Hello, Alex.
So, last race for the season, and you will do the honors as you do with F1 of qualifying and free practice and all the pre-race goodies, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, Bahrain, 8 hours of Bahrain. We have free practice one at the Hypercar class. We have in first place Toyota Gazoo Racing with a number 7, Toyota Gazoo Racing with a number 8 in second, and Proton Competition with a Porsche 963 in third place. Moving on to LMP2, we have United Autosports in first place, Vector Sport in second place, and Team WRT in third place with a number 31. Finally, in the LMGT amateur class, we have in the first place Distetion Racing with Aston Martin. Second place Kessel Racing with a Corvette, and in third place the GR Racing with a Porsche. Moving on to free practice 2, we have in first place in hyperclass Toyota Gazoo Racing once again with a number 7, in second place the number 8, and in third place we see Cadillac Racing with a number 2,
okay,
with a Cadillac V-Series R. Moving on to LMP2. In first place, we have United Autosports once again. In second place, Prema Racing, and in third place, Alpine Elf Team. Moving on to LMGTE Amateur Class, we have Kessel Racing in first place with a Corvette, with a Ferrari 488 GTE Evo, GR Racing with a Porsche 911 RSR 19 in second place, and Project 1 AO with the Porsche 911 RSR 19 in third place. Moving on to our final practice session, we have in first place Cadillac Racing, second place Ferrari AF Corse with a number 50 with a Ferrari 499P, and in third place we have Proton Competition with the Porsche 963. In our LMP2 category, we have in first place once again United Autosport, in second place Prema Racing, and in third place Jota. Finally, in our LMGTE amateur class, in our final free practice session, we have in first place Project 1 AO with a Porsche 911, in second place we have Richard Mille AF Corse with a Ferrari 488 GTE Evo, and in third place we have AF Corse with a Ferrari. Moving on to our qualifying session, starting with the hypercars, we have our poleman for the final race of the season, Toyota Gazoo Racing with a number 8 with a lap of 146.564, followed by the Toyota Gazoo Racing number 7, and in third place we have Cadillac Racing, which was a bit surprising.
Didn't see that really this season, but I mean, okay.
Yeah, Ferrari was in 5th and 6th, so yeah.
It's like McLaren in Formula 1. They came back in the end, but okay, they came, so why not?
So, moving on to our LMP2 qualifying results. In first place, we have United Autosports with number 23 with a lap of 152.290. Second place, Alpine Elf Team, which will be joining the hypercar class next season, as we saw. And in third place, we have Team WRT. And finally, in our LMGT amateur class, in first place for the last race of the season, we have Iron Dames Team, the Pink 911, as many call it, with a lap of.
Also, like the last team to ever win the GT amateur category, because from 2024 it basically is replaced by GT3. It will be. From what we know so far.
Well, yeah, we have in first place a lap of 158.692, followed by Distellion Racing in second place, and ORT by TF in third place, with an Aston Martin Vantage AMR.
Okay. So
that's it pretty much for the free practice and the qualifying session.
Now, moving on to the race, I will take over hypercars so Panos can catch a breath. So, going into the main race, Toyota Gazoo Racing number 8, the GR010 hybrid, clinched a victory at the 8 hours of Bahrain, starting from pole position and capping off an exceptional WEC season for the team, waving the Japanese flag. Buemi, Hartley and Hirakawa's triumph in Bahrain, their second one this season, earned them the prestigious 2023 Hypercar World Endurance Drivers' Championship. The Cologne-based outfit win, marking their 45th in the history, solidified their dominance with 6 wins out of the 7 races in 2023. From its side, the GR010 hybrid, facing stiff competition from 5 factory teams in the hypercar class, consistently demonstrated commendable race-winning performance all season long, with a notable exception of Le Mans. But okay, I mean, you have to lose somewhere, right? Buemi expressed the profound gratitude he has for reclaiming the World Championship, accrediting the success to the entire team's effort. Despite not being the quickest on track, Toyota's consistency in point scoring across all races, including the challenging one, and finishing strong in Bahrain, underscored their championship win. On the other hand, the number 7 Toyota secured the second place, rounding out a 1-2 finish, overcoming early setbacks after a collision caused by Earl Bamber driving the Cadillac. Despite a formidable recovery from Mike Conway and subsequent advances by Kamui Kobayashi, the number 7 car would not surpass its teammate, ending the season with remarkable wins, but also critical setbacks like the retirement at Le Mans, which dusted their title hopes. In contrast, the Ferrari team, still contenders in their title race, were unable to match the Toyota's pace in Bahrain. Both 499Ps struggled for speed, entangled a problem with the third position with Hertz Team Jota's Porsche, leading to some on-track clashes within the Ferrari camp. Jota's privateer 963 displayed an exceptional performance, securing a notable fourth place, narrowly missing the podium in a tight finish against the number 50 Ferrari. On the other side, neither the Penske Motorsport the Penske Porsche 963s nor the Cadillacs featured prominently, with Cadillac Racing facing a significant setback after promising pre-race performances.
So, after everything that happened in the hypercar class, we have LMP2 category, starting off with Team WRT's 41 Oreca, helmed by Rui Andrade, Robert Kubica and Luis de Latraz, flawlessly clinched both the drivers and team's titles in LMP2, ascending from 10th on the grid to victory. This marked the final full season WEC category race for LMP2, with the team's competitors facing various trials, diminishing their title aspirations. The number 22 United Autosport Oreca and Interpol faced penalties and technical issues, respectively, which placed them further down the order, along the WRT's champions a relatively smooth sail to the finish line. A hair trading final hour saw the sister number 31 WRT car relinquish the lead due to an issue at its final pit stop, finishing second, while the number 28 Jota Oreca completed the podium in third. Vector Sports Oreca and the 23 United Oreca both suffered race compromising penalties for low tire pressure, and despite showing promise, ended their races with a retirement and 8th place finish, respectively.
Great, and finally moving into the GT3 amateur category for the last ever race, as it seems. The Iron Dames Porsche earned a landmark victory in GT Amateur, heralding the final GT race with a gripping 8-hour contest. The all-female team, consisting of Rael Frey, Sarah Bovey and Michelle Gating, achieved a historic first-ever WEC class win for an all-female crew, highlighting a highly eventful race for the 13-car field. Although Corvette Racing had previously secured the championship titles, the race was fiercely contested, with the Aaron Dames Porsche demonstrating exceptional control and performance. The Destination Racing Aston Martin claimed second place, unable to overtake the leading Porsche in the concluding hour, while the number 98 Northwest AMR Vantage rounded off the podium for Aston Martin. Iron Lynx's number 60 Porsche dominated much of the race, but an unfortunate turn of events forced their withdrawal, as their bronze driver was unable to compete due to illness, leading to a non-completion of the mandated driving time. So, Panos, I think this is it pretty much. Can we just repeat who won each class, who's champion for the year?
Sure, why not? So, we have
Number 8 Toyota from Gazoo Racing.
One moment. So, starting from the Drivers' Championship.
Okay.
So, in the Hyperclass category, we have Brendon Hartley in first place with 172 points, joined by Ryo Hirakawa and Sebastian Buemi. In second place, we have Jose Maria Lopez, Kamui Kobayashi, and Mike Conway in the other Toyota Gazoo Racing. And in third place, we have Antonio Fuoco, Miguel Molina, and Niklas Nielsen in the Ferrari. So,
went the full route basically just to mention that Ferrari took third place, didn't you?
Okay, exactly. In something, we were third in something, yeah. So why not? So, moving on to Hypercar Class Manufacturers Championship. In first place, we have Toyota. In second place, we have Ferrari. And in third place, we have Porsche. Moving on to our LP2 drivers. So we have in first place Luis de la Terraz, Robert Kubica, Rui Andrade. Second place, Albert Costa, Fabio Scherer, Jakob Smikowski, something like that.
I'm just enjoying reading the names.
Frederick Lubin, Philip Hansson, and that's it. So moving on to the teams, LMP2 teams. In first place we have Team WRT, in second place we have Interpol Competition, and in third place we have United Autosports. Okay. Finally, for our LMGTE amateur drivers, we have in first place Ben Keating, Nicky Katzburg, Nicolas Varon, in second with the Iron Dames Porsche. With the Corvette, I think.
Like how he thinks. He's not sure.
I'm not sure.
By the way, it's really late in the evening, so yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean.
So in second place we have Michelle Gating, Rachel Frey, and Sarah Bovey. No, this is Iron Dames drivers, so it's okay. Not okay. And in third place we have David Rion, Francesco Castellacci, and Thomas Flor. And finally, for our GT amateur teams, so it's Corvette Racing in first place, as I mentioned, Iron Dames in second, and AF Corse in third place.
Okay, what can we conclude from that? If you want to win everything, buy a Toyota.
buy a Toyota or a Corvette.
If you are fine with second place, a Corvette will do. So into the good old school, NA American stuff with V8s, if you are like more the hybrid type of person, go with Toyota. Maybe not the newest road cars because that is questionable. But that's a story for another time. So thank you very much for being with us for the whole season. Next season we will have another host, probably, who's really into WEC. So we will improve drastically the nitty-gritty details and everything. So I think this is the wrap-up for this year. And next year, as we get to see the teams and so on and we have more information, we will do like an introductory podcast before the season begins and then follow the races accordingly. Panos, thank you very much for putting in the effort despite being that late.
Thank you, Alex.
Let's stick to the names only, okay? We will let people explore which team they belong to. I mean, if they were listening to us, they should know, even if we don't. But again, thank you very much for being with us, and we look forward to seeing you for the 2024 season. Have a good
thank
one.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.